today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRibe English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program. Today is a special. For today's discussion and program, we want to talk about how to strengthen the faith. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum. Today, Thursday, is the 9th of the month of Sha'ban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Isfan, 4001 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's start our program with the ayahs of the Holy Quran, ayah 171 of Surah Al-Imran, and let's bless our program with the name of Allah, and the Holy Quran. Stay tuned.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Yastabshiruna bin'imatin minallahi wa fadlin wa anna allaha la yudhi'u ajral mu'minin.
They receive good tidings of favor from Allah and bounty, and of the fact that Allah does not allow the reward of believers to be lost.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This ayah, in fact, is an emphasis and a more explanation upon the glad tidings that martyrs receive after their slain. They will be happy because of two matters. The first is for that they receive the bounties of Allah. Not only His bounties, but His grace too, which is the increase and repetition of His merits. Another matter is that they see that Allah does not waste the reward of the believers, neither the reward of the martyrs, nor the reward of the true believing strivers who have not obtained the rank of martyrdom yet. Strengthening the faith or iman. The prime reason for weakness of faith is probably the fact that you have had to endure challenges and problems in life. When we face these challenges and problems, we become weakened in our belief. Sometimes when the problem that we have taken longer to overcome and we remain in a state of being challenged by life circumstances, the people around us or the negative emotions that we are feeling, we don't see a way out. We feel as though our connection with Allah is weak because we don't have an instant solution. Faith in Allah enables humans to be thankful for the blessings they enjoy and to be patient in times of difficulty, for they believe that nothing can happen without His will. Make up your mind and have a strong will is important before you do the steps to strengthen your faith.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. In this very session, we're trying to talk about the ways to strengthen our beliefs, or iman. And we have it in Al-Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that مَنْ يَتَّقُ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ وَمَنْ يُؤْمَنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهُ. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides the heart of such a person. This verse was actually referring to what we have been talking about, that is, self-piousness and care guides the human being heart, human being and the heart of a human being, and strengthens the faith of a person. One of the other factors that has been mentioned in Quranic teachings and Islamic teachings that leads to a strengthening of the iman in ourselves is the disbelief in the taghut, in the arrogance and the arrogant powers of the time. One of the characteristics of the good life, or hayatul tayyiba, and the characteristics of the believers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to in Al-Quran is that, which has been specified in Al-Quran, is faith in God and disbelief in the taghut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمَنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. Here, عُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى is actually something, for example, you are crossing a dangerous place. There is a slippery slope. There is a rope, something to hold your hand so that you don't fall, don't slip, don't fall down. This is called عُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. If we have faith in God and disbelief in Taghut, this is spiritualism. That is, both of them together are needed to be. That is, faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and disbelief in Taghut and the arrogance of the time. What is important here is that these two are never separated from each other. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إيمان.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
How to strengthen the faith? Make dua or supplication. Making dua is one of the best ways to demonstrate tawakkul or reliance on Allah. As we read in the Holy Quran, Surah 40, Ayah 60, your Lord has proclaimed, call upon me, I will respond to you. If Allah wills, He conceals the heart of the guidance. Allah's messenger, Prophet Muhammad, stated, all the hearts of the offspring of Adam are between two fingers of Ar-Rahman's fingers. As one heart, He turns it in any direction as He wills. Then Allah's messenger said, O Allah, the turner of the hearts, turn our heart towards your obedience. So make dua because everyone has their ups and downs in iman and faith, but Allah is Ar-Rahman, the compassionate, Ar-Rahim, the most merciful.
You are the hope forever. Don't give up, no despair. There's nothing you can't repair. You can change this world to a better world with your souls, with your souls.
Strengthen your heart with certainty. Certainty or conviction is a decisive, stable mental state in accordance with reality and unperishable, which gives peace and quiet to the man of conviction, this conviction being related to knowledge about God or related to other matters of belief. This kind of conviction, which is beyond the usual belief, consists of two kinds of knowledge: the knowledge of what is known and the knowledge that its converse is possible. It is, in fact, the source of strength in human spirit, and this is emphasized by Imam Ali alayhi salam. The people of certainty enjoy God-wariness, about which Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, "God-wariness is the fruit of religion and the sign of certainty."
This smartphone has made seeking knowledge so much easier, brothers and sisters. So unlimited books in it, digital books. You know, before when I used to travel sometimes, I used to travel to deliver lectures in a place. I would need sources, right? So I would have to find a local Islamic library. I would have to find the local scholar. Sometimes I would literally have to carry 4 or 5 heavy books with me. Now I don't need to do any of that. I just need this, the small gadget. Why? Because there are so many beautiful apps that have hundreds, if not thousands, of books. All the sources that you can imagine, you can find them in this smartphone. For example, there's an app I use called iShia. iPhone, iShia. It has more than 20,000 books in it. Now, طبعًا, most of them are in Arabic. That's most of the research I do is in Arabic. Any tafsir you can imagine. For the Quran, it's in that. Any book of hadith is in this book. Any book of akhlaq is in this book. 20,000 books I'm carrying in this phone. So this is beautiful. I'm on the plane, right? What do I do? Sit down, I can read. I've prepared lectures while I'm on the plane, thanks to the smartphone. Before, I couldn't do that. Because even internet, you know, internet isn't always available, right? It's slow. But this, you can download it all on the app. Nahjul Balagha, apps, beautiful, Nahjul Balagha, correct? Read the sermons of Imam Ali, Arabic and English. This is something very beautiful, brothers and sisters. And what's also great about these apps is the ability to search. You can search a hadith instead of just scrolling and trying to find a hadith. I remember before someone asked me, "Sayyid, do we have such a hadith?" I would have to go on Google and I would have to write it, and then many of the websites are unreliable. Now I have this beautiful search in this app. I can search, is this a hadith? Yes or no? I can verify the source in a minute. So this has truly, remarkably helped me in seeking greater knowledge, in doing research in Islam, Quran, and the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam. This is just one app. There's many of these apps. There's some of these apps that have many English books in them. English books that you can download and read.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program, Today's Special. For more information, do not forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
Away from you, ooh, Allah. I thank you with every breath I breathe.